Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Welcome to Hoovering, the podcast about eating. I'm Jessica Fostercue. I love eating as much as anything else in the world, but also it sometimes brings me conflict, shame, and all sorts of other things that are rubbish. It's complicated and I think fascinating. This is a conversation with an interesting soul, not just about food, but about gobbling it up, or if you will, hoovering.
Hey, Smashers. This is a belting episode with my friend Alexa Mason. She's a master of all trades, including opera singer, acting, aerialisting, that's dangling off ropes. She's a coper with various massive ailments, and she's a former dabbler in mixed martial arts. Of course she is. She's just an all-round badass, and I can't wait for you to meet her. I don't know if you watched the proms and or saw that gif that went viral of one of the opera singers giving the camera an absolutely filthy little brilliant wink. That's Alexa, that is. Anyway, here you are, and thanks for being here. Thanks so much for listening. If you're enjoying the podcast, tell other people about it. You have my huge gratitude if you're doing that. Rate, review, subscribe, blah, blah, blah. I've got a bit of sad news, then a bit of great news about the Hoovering lives that were coming up in the autumn. So I've had to take some of these tour dates out of the diary. Long story short, my schedule's gone absolutely off the charts since Edinburgh, and it's everything I can do to keep the weekly podcast going out to you at the moment. And the live shows are a much bigger time and energy effort, and also other work has come up that's clashed with when some of them were going to be on. But the good news is there is still going to be one massive, brilliant, awesome, lovely live show in Manchester on the 13th of October at the Lowry, which is so cool. So if you're anywhere near there, please come. It's 2 till 4pm because I've booked the most brilliant, brilliant guests. I'm announcing them officially to you now. There's my fellow bloody Edinburgh Comedy Award Best Show nominee, comedian Amy Gledhill. If you don't know her, you are going to fall for her. Scottish poet laureate who lives and lectures in Manchester, author of The Red Dust Road, Jackie Kay, and a brilliant local playwright who used to be in Chumbawamba, no less. The excellently named Alice Nutter. What a panel. I'm really looking forward to seeing you there. And there will be more live dates from November and December coming soon, but that is the next and only live show coming up for now. So please come. Go to livenation.co.uk and search for Hoovering. If you want discount tickets to those live shows, as well as perhaps loads of extra content and other treats and perks, and you've got some spare money and like funding podcasts, go to patreon.com/thehooveringpod and see how you can maybe help us in a way that means I can help you too. My stand-up show, Hench, which got a Best Show nomination for what used to be called the Perrier and now is called the Dave Edinburgh Comedy Award, is going to be at the Soho Theatre in London. It's sold out in October now for those various London dates, but it's at the Soho in January for 3 weeks. And there's still loads of tickets for that, I think, especially on weeknights. So maybe get someone a ticket as a harrowing or exciting Christmas present, depending on their opinion of my comedy. Right, admin complete. So here are Alexa and I. I cooked her something I love to cook all the time for lunch at my place in Catford. It's a rainy Monday, actually. Last rainy Monday. This one just gone. Here we are. So what I've done, Alexa, is... Oh, actually, I was going to ask all the things that you are. I've got opera singer, actor, athlete, rope dangling. What's that officially called?
I would say that's an aerial performer.
Aerial performer.
Amateur, I hasten to add.
Well,
thank you.
So has somebody got that as their only full-time job?
Yeah, people are aerialists.
Aerialists?
Yes.
I think that sounds like the sort of thing you could use as an insult, though. Do you not think it sounds a bit like you, fucking aerialist?
I mean, it's got...
Sounds like someone's got their head in the clouds, doesn't it?
Racial undertones.
What does it?
Aerialist.
Sounds
a little bit too close to aerialist.
Aryanist.
Oh, dear. That's awkward.
This looks horrific, but I wanted us to try it because of your veganism. And also, you do sort of a bit of vegan influencing.
I'm a big influencer, yes.
Yeah. also, you've got some exceptional and wacky ailments, but we'll come back to this. I bought us, because you're vegan, and I flirt with it, a veggie jerky, plant-based meat-free to try as a starter with over 20% protein.
Okay.
Black bean sauce flavour. I'll be honest, I've had a look and I'm sad.
Oh.
To look at, I'm quite sad. It doesn't...
Oh, okay.
It's brown.
Yes.
Oh, God, I need to get a picture of it. It's brown. It's just a little cubey cube of brown.
Okay.
Usually my hands are so unphotogenic that I think, I feel sorry for photographing things in my hands, but actually my hands
in this
are
case,
so much prettier
it's
than
very
this.
Much
right,
it's
going in my mouth. Oh, fuck. How have they made it so hard?
It's a little bit like...
It's not as bad as I thought it was going to be. It's very sweet.
If damp cardboard committed a hate crime and was very sweet afterwards.
Oh, God. I mean, I'm eating a whole piece. What the fuck is in it?
There's a lot of sugar in that.
Yeah.
Wow. It's almost like pudding.
That's mad that it's not higher up the list. Can't see sugar on the list. Textured vegetable protein, soya protein, soya flour, wheat protein, cornstarch. Soya sauce, sorbitol, what's that, a sweetener?
A sweetener.
Soya oil, maltose sugar, pea powder, black pepper, salt, spices, onion powder, cornstarch, yeast extract, licorice powder.
Oh, that's everything you want in a snack, isn't it?
Citric acid flavouring and white pepper. Oh, and then I don't know what I was expecting it to be like. It doesn't taste as bad as it looks.
Yeah, that's true, but...
And I suppose if you were like... looking for some genuinely like needed a protein.
So yeah.
I've had protein balls taste more disgusting than that.
That's very true. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Well, that was an experience. Thank you.
And our mains is a Nigel Slater recipe with spicy tomato chickpeas. It's one of the things I cook all the time. I've actually made it on the podcast before, but it flew so under the radar because it was outshone by another food or a more funny food that I've made it again. Basically stops us ever getting ill.
Excellent, that's what I want.
Got loads of ginger in it. And chilli and garlic. And then on top, really, really slow cooked onions with cumin and cashews.
Do you have quite a ASMR following for your podcast of, you know, people that
listen to eating?
And crinkling and rustling.
No, not that I know of.
Hashtag ASMR.
Is it rustling?
Hashtag ASMR crinkle.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. We can do that.
Of course you know all the different classifications of pervert, Alexa.
What a pervert. Pervert.
That's so funny. I've fucked with the recipe and added a bit of roasted peppers. I had a couple going off. How do you feel about that?
I feel very excited about that. I don't want them to feel sad and thrown away, cast aside because they're past their best.
I'm never going to make stuff on purpose for the eating perverts because I'd much rather be able to have people not... Because there's also the opposite, isn't there, where people have got like a huge phobia of eating noise.
Absolutely.
And obviously this just isn't the podcast for them.
I kind of feel that the ASMR crowd aren't proper perverts as such. I think they just kind of really dig certain sounds and textures and noises, a bit like people that are into the pimple popper stuff, which is definitely not what we should start talking about.
No, let's leave that there. I know exactly what you're on about. No, I've watched people pouring golden sand into moulds and squidging it and squishing it and stuff on YouTube. And that there is something mesmeric about it.
Something very satisfying.
Mm. Yeah, but I'm not keen to wank.
No, I don't listen to a date chewing and go, oh yeah, I can imagine what that mouth's going to do.
Also, I don't, I think the majority of people don't like the sound of eating a bit.
Mm.
So I try to cut out any real business. Also, we've got quite an uncrunchy dinner. I think we're going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like it?
I do, yes.
Good. I've got some puddings from Aldi because they've just randomly got a little vegan aisle that came in on Sunday.
I'm very excited.
Yeah. So, I want to know how all the things you do affect how you eat one by one. Singer?
Singer.
Is it true you can't have any milk?
It's...
If you diet milk.
I've always been a non-singery singer. I think there's a big, you know, stereotype that the singers are all there going, oh, I couldn't possibly have that chocolate. It might affect my vocal cords. I think most of the successful singers I know are, you know, they're reasonably careful, but they don't sit there avoiding stuff they like.
What's the stuff that you stereotype? Because I don't know. Is it dairy that you're meant to stereotypically avoid?
Dairy has a reputation for sometimes, you know, creating a bit too much mucus around the vocal cords.
I've heard that around voiceovers as well. People are like, oh, you sure you want a coffee? And you're
like, makes it sound a bit kind of cloying and thick.
Oh, right.
Not as clear. But, you know, I used to, before I went vegan, I was okay with dairy. I didn't find it affected me that much. Yeah. Maybe it did. I don't know. But
yeah. You're not going to know. Did I read somewhere that you're not going to have pineapple or if somebody yanked my chain, Alexa?
Pineapple's great.
Is it?
Pineapple's fantastic.
If anything, it makes you definitely a better singer.
I think pineapple makes you a better person. just better all around.
It's supposed to make your genitals taste nicer as well, isn't it?
I believe so.
I think that's a load of bollocks. Literally, have you ever tasted any cheese that tasted a pineapple?
I don't think I've tasted any that tasted a pineapple. Sorry, Mum. and there's definitely certain flavours that can, you know, even just in general, like in somebody's pores, you know, exuding garlic and onion and, you know, heavy spices. And, you know, definitely I feel that people that eat a lot of kind of meat do, you know, exude a slightly different kind of...
Really?
Scent when they sweat.
Ugh.
It depends how sensitive you are with kind of...
They call it the meat sweats, don't they? When people, but I thought people... That's literally meant someone's just eating too much meat. Yeah. Like they barbecued themselves or... Not literally. Oh, I've said it wrong. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They've gone to a barbecue and outdone themselves on the meat.
The meat.
Meat sweats.
Ugh.
Do you think you've got a really vegan nose now, though? And you can... Have you ever walked past someone and gone, meat?
I haven't, but I've always been able to tell if somebody's on antibiotics.
Oh my God, what?
Yeah.
From sniffing them?
Yeah.
Alexa.
I mean, not like going up to them and kind of, that's
the fuck?
Weird.
Talk more about this.
There's certain antibiotics like amoxicillin that make you genuinely smell a bit different. I think it's something to do with ketosis. I'm not totally
sure. What does ketosis mean?
It's just the way your body processes certain sugars and carbs. And then there's something that when you take antibiotics, it kind of, you just smell different. And so, yeah, sometimes I'm on a tube carriage and I'm like, which one of you is ill?
Wow. I have never heard that. Is it because you're massively into dogs?
I am actually a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They can sniff cancer and death.
Yeah.
Do you think you're sniffing cure people?
I mean, oh my God.
Do you think you've caught a sort of 18th sense
dog pain? Maybe I've just finally inhaled too much dog hair and I've actually become one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And now I can actually sense.
It's amazing if you are a dog because I didn't sniff that on you at all. So if anything, I've got the opposite of your sniffing superpower. I can't even tell when I'm having lunch with a dog. Say scrumdiddlyumptious.
No!
And then you can be in my podcast. Let's talk about the athlete stuff. Did you used to do some mixed martial arts?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking hell. You've done so many badass things with your body.
I've tried out a bunch of different martial arts. Mm-hmm. I've always liked quite physical contact stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to horse ride when I was younger. I just like that kind of... I do like there to be an element of peril.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what that says about my relationship with the world, but I do like there to be a strong chance that I could be maimed or killed.
That's fucking cool. So you've done lots of like riding beasts, fighting.
Beasts, yeah.
Beasts and dangling from shit up high.
Yeah.
And so does that mean, have you done other gung-ho things like bungee jumping and... Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
rock climbing and stuff.
Yeah, I did a bungee jump dressed as a dinosaur because why not?
And you didn't die, obviously.
Clearly, yeah. Bungee jumping is great. It's really good.
Kiss my dick. Sorry, Alexa's mum. No, I mean tempering my kiss my dick. Bungee jumping's great. Let's start with the fighting stuff then. Mm-hmm. Did you, and you've done some like, I don't know whether you call it strength training, body building, mm-hmm. one of those things, powerlifting. You've probably done all those things, have you?
Mm-hmm. I've done a bunch of that.
So I want to know about eating and how, especially like getting to quite extraordinary levels of those things, fitness wise yeah. and even competition level and stuff. What does that mean and what has that meant in terms of eating? And especially with the vegan slant on it.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, obviously people are always, there's that stereotype of, where do you get your protein from? It's the same place all herbivore animals get their protein from, plants. And yeah, I think I've always been quite conscious of eating enough protein to let my body recover.
Right.
Because I'm aware of my own limitations.
Explain that though, because I don't think people necessarily understand what they mean by recover. Do you mean because when you're doing that sort of exercise... You tear your muscles up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to build muscle, you are essentially doing micro tears to it and then hoping it, you know, grows back. But they're stronger.
Yeah.
So
Bigger and stronger.
That was a very, very basic description of what happens. But yeah,
really? So, do you understand it in more detail? Because you can explain it. I'm not saying I'll get it, but other people listening.
I wouldn't want to because I'm aware that there will be actual nutritionalists and... you know, fitness people listening to this who are just like, she is wrong and she is vegan, so therefore she is very wrong.
Well, yeah. I suppose you don't need to understand it more deeply than that. Mm. You're smashing it down to build it back stronger.
Mm.
Amazing, isn't it, really? But, like, in terms of eating, if you're training for something like that where you need to be really strong, tell me, like, the sort of things that you'd eat on a day where you're training, and would you supplement with, like, dusts and stuff?
Dust. I have quite a fixed routine with my food because it is what makes me feel better. And
I love
feel
hearing
like
about
I can...
fixed routines. Tell us it.
So my fixed routine is that I will start every day, where possible, with a protein smoothie. I have used the same... protein powder supplement for a long time now, which is am I allowed to say brands?
Yeah.
Yay. Vivo Life, who are really great British company actually, who do some very nicely nutritionally balanced things, and they're also very into reducing plastic and doing compostable situations. So
amazing.
I'm a big supporter of their company. And
And they do protein supplements.
Yeah, so
like
they do...
what sort of smoothie?
Yeah, so they do a range called Perform, which is what I use, which is their protein powder.
Right.
Which contains about 25 grams of protein per serving.
Shit, that's loads actually, isn't
it? It's a pretty decent amount. Yeah. And it also contains BCAAs, branched chain amino acids, which are really great for kind of just supporting like healthy and fitness things especially. And it contains like digestive enzymes as well, like natural ones like papaya and pineapple and turmeric and things.
Right.
So it's a really nice, but it also doesn't taste like misery, which is really something.
So important, isn't it?
It's, I mean, so many like non-vegan
brown rice protein dust. fucking gross. Just makes everything taste of carpet.
You're just not sure if it's actual cremation. But the pee cremation.
Might as well not be there. If anything, it's just making everything a bit creamier.
Yeah. So Vivo Life use pea and hemp.
Nice. Proteins. Yeah. Okay, I'm scared of hemp. Just because of the name, really.
Yeah.
It makes me think it's going to taste like somebody's aunt's trousers.
Turn you into a hippie. But it's just a really nice kind of balanced blend of protein, which kind of means your body can utilize it quite nicely.
Cool.
But it also tastes pretty good. And I mix that up with a big old wadge of kale.
And frozen?
No, actually, there's a great little shop near me that just sells a massive bag of it.
Nice.
And I just tear it off the big stems that it comes in.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it keeps it fresher for longer as well.
You get the big long stem?
Yeah.
Can I say where you live in South East London?
You can.
Yeah, in Sydenham. So is it the,
it's one of the
amazing
big
corner shops that does loads of fruit and veg like there are all over South East London still.
Yeah, really brilliant.
Aren't they great?
And open 24 hours. So I do quite often buy kale at 3 a.m. like a legend.
What a hero. Who's coming in for their crack and condoms? No, I'll have some kale, please.
Yep, that's me.
You're single-handedly ruining an area of South East London.
By being
one woman gentrification.
Extremely single. Well, hello, it is me again. Extremely seductive purchase of just kale.
Oh, Alexa. I need you to pop in there and get some Johnnies just to throw them off the scent. Otherwise, you'll accidentally find love in there.
Oh, please no.
Yeah. Love's probably the wrong word, isn't it?
Mm, definitely.
Okay, so that's how you start the day.
Yep. I'll do that. And then throughout the day, I will... I tend to sort of snack. If I'm going to have protein snacks, I tend to resort, partially because I do also work for them, but Nibble Protein, who are... really great because they're very low sugar. So unlike pretty much any other of the natural protein bites.
You got me some on my birthday. They're really nice. It's mini brownies, like little discs.
Yeah.
Again, no one's advertising anything on here at the moment. No, it doesn't. It's making it look like something you want to eat. Just got to sort of close your eyes and go on with it. It does taste lovely.
Mm. Yeah. But it's great because so many of the protein balls and snacks are made with dates, which are super sweet. Mm-hmm. And so Nibble use a dried plum puree instead, is about 40% less sugar than dates. It's really...
A date-free vegan protein snack, lads.
Amazing.
Get involved.
So
shit.
I will smash into that through the day. And it's great because it's little small discs, as you said, so you don't feel like you're kind of having to gnaw on a sort of fist-size lump of squashed up date and nut.
Honestly, I don't know many vegans who aren't dated out. There could be
too much.
I'm trying to think of a joke about first dates and I'm just going to leave it. I can't think of one, Alexa. Am I fired from comedy for even trying? Right, you've had your snack.
Oh, yeah.
What's happening to you at lunchtime? But on the days when you're not coming here?
It depends what I'm doing. If I am not training, I will try and purposefully keep it a bit lighter.
Right.
Because quite often for me, the temptation is if I'm out and about and working or whatever, then I will just grab some sort of sandwich situation.
Yeah.
If I'm not like dashing about and working out, I will try and keep it lighter and usually have like a miso soup or something and maybe like sort of some proteiny snacks.
So you don't get too snoozy in the afternoon.
Yeah, and also just because if I get into the habit of just always having a full meal at lunch, then there's only kind of one way for that to go when I then need more when I'm training.
So, I see, right.
Because then I'll just end up kind of going, oh, bring me another...
I'll have two full lunches tofurky at lunchtime. Yeah. Oh, I fucking hate tofurky. That's the joy of being able to mention brands. I said what you'd like on a podcast. I'll rule them out as a fucking sponsor ever.
Amazing.
It just has a particular taste to it. Something's not quite right.
And the ham that they make. Oh.
Whoa.
They've managed to make it gritty. How? What is in there that's gritty? It's like this kind of gristle. And I'm like, have you also...
Oh, that's not the bit you're meant to be emulating from the real life meat.
Have you recreated the bone?
Oh!
that's not what we want.
That's such a good point, isn't it? The idea that actually you could create all the absolutely terrible bits of meat.
No.
Just the tiny little crunchy, tiny little shard of bone that you used to get in a real life sausage. Real life, real death.
Real death.
Real death sausage, you should call real sausages.
That's a great name for a band.
Real death sausage. all right. But then if you're not going to have a big lunch, then what? You're having a big dinner instead?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I'm trying to consciously cook a bit more.
Right.
It's not always easy because I'm quite often out of the house and I will just usually... grab something delicious from somewhere. But if I am cooking, then quite often it is very, very lazy cooking because I do a lot of freezer stuff because it's quick and it's easy for me and there's less waste for me because I'm on my own. All by myself.
I love cooking for myself.
Literally fine with that, everyone. I'm actually very happy about it. but yeah, I do sometimes do the whole kind of, you know, the fake Linda McCarty meat stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm absolutely cool with that. I'll have that with some sort of carb situation and a bunch of veg.
Lush.
That'll just be a really simple lap dinner.
They do like a little tiny pie, Linda McCartney. It's not called tiny pie, but that's really nice and vegan.
Mm-hmm. I've had most of that range. It's great.
Has eating or food ever featured in any of your songs?
There's definitely stuff about eating, for sure. Singing while eating. I've had a couple of roles where I've had to eat while singing, which is
opera.
Oh yeah, it's very.
How the fuck are you gonna? What the fuck?
You've just got to accept that it is going to be on you.
Oh wow!
Or the person you're singing with. But I was delighted once to do a thing where I had to sing, and the whole scene was about kind of it was Don Giovanni.
Yeah.
And Don Giovanni is seducing Zelina by showing her how big his castle is. and he's offering kind of all these fancy things like sorbet and chocolate and wine. And so the director was like, yeah, let's have sorbet. Let's have actual sorbet.
Oh, God.
And I had stayed at the amazing moment of stage management coming up and asking what flavour sorbet I would like.
Oh, wow.
And I'm not a diva, but I got to sit there and go, mango, please.
Nice.
And then these poor assistant stage managers running out and finding a mango sorbet. And then I would try and eat it because it was delicious. And I would try and smash the whole thing before I had to sing my next line.
So it's just a lesson in eating really fast.
I wasn't always successful. Sometimes it looked like I had rabies. Do you still want to seduce me now?
Oh, nice.
Very beautiful.
What, because you just splattered in tiny orange?
Mm-hmm. Just shoved it in my mouth.
How? I don't understand how they were expecting you to do that. I can acting fine because in real life, if you're around people you're comfortable with, that depends on who you are in your class and all that shit, but I wouldn't care less about speaking with a bit of food in my mouth or whatever. Like, you could do it in that, but in a singing situation, mm-hmm. your mouth literally becomes a projector.
Yeah. Yeah,
like a fire cannon, like a firework cannon.
Yep.
Jesus. Wish I'd seen that. Also, am I right thinking you've got quite a few ailments?
Not just social ones.
Not just so. Just got it, sorry. Have you got lupus?
Mm-hmm.
And arthritis?
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
The arthritis is kind of part of having lupus.
Oh, I see.
yeah. Essentially with lupus, which is an autoimmune condition.
Yeah.
That means that the body produces antibodies against its own cells.
Fuck.
Which is really helpful.
Oh.
Do some work, mate. So it's very, very eager. It's like a dog bringing you all the wrong things. I don't need that.
Yeah, I don't want don't bring the bird.
Don't bring the bomb to me. Take it away.
So I've
had that for years and years. I'm remarkably lucky. It's been incredibly managed. I've had really great doctors on it, and I was lucky enough to be diagnosed very quickly. Most people take years to get diagnosed, and I was very fortunate. I think I just happened to have a doctor that had been to a course or something and had noticed that it was the same symptoms he'd been told to look out for. So he just ticked an extra box on a blood test form.
Wow.
That was really cool. That was back in the day when there was still quite a lot on Google about life expectancy, which was a little bit awkward.
For lupus?
Initially, they used to always say that it was, you know, it would reduce life expectancy, and it was because people took so long to get diagnosed. It was often, this is, you know, a long time ago, everybody, it is fine now. And they would say about, you know, 10 years from diagnosis.
Shit. Do you think that's part of, I mean, to me, it sounds like a pretty textbook reason why someone would choose a life of quite dangerous physical activity.
Well, I mean, I guess maybe psychologically.
My life might be slightly shorter. I'm going to live it to the absolute maximum possible.
Maybe. But I mean, I think push my body since at least. Then I've become aware that actually it really isn't that kind of sentence at all. It's come along so far.
Amazing. And the treatment for it has. So it's, I don't understand. You'll have to complete more on this. So do you have to explain to me whether there'll be bad times and good times? Is it like
Absolutely,
that?
Absolutely, yeah.
And is there a cyclical nature to that, or is it completely your the fates?
It's pretty random. I have noticed there is a bit of a cycle pattern just by looking back at things like Facebook memories. As toxic as Facebook is, I can look back over years and see, like, historically, you know, maybe 6 times out of 10, I have been having some sort of flare up at a certain time of year. Mm-hmm. And I can notice that, and it's quite interesting.
Right. So weather can affect it.
Weather or just stress or things, you know, when I've been, if I've had a sort of, you know, a periodically kind of time where I'd normally be doing like a lot more work or something, then the stress might trigger something.
Right.
But, I mean, it is remarkably well controlled. I'm very lucky.
That's amazing. And is there anything, does it affect eating, drinking in any way at all?
I found out that the only thing you're really genuinely meant to avoid is like alfalfa sprouts.
Oh, like live, live salad, the aren't
kind,
they, basically?
Yeah, the kind of things like wheatgrass and things like that that actually stimulate the immune system. It's quite bad because like echinacea is meant to be quite bad as well. Because technically, if you stimulate the immune system, then it just gets a bit busier, killing off all the cells that are already gone.
Oh, God.
Thanks, mate.
Oh, God, that's so infuriating. But in a way, I'm very glad, at least from an eating point of view, that it doesn't scupper you for anything like that. And booze doesn't have any... You're not a massive drinker anyway, are you?
Not a massive drinker.
So, and that doesn't... That's nothing to do with any of that.
No. Nope.
That's good. That's good, mate.
Great, right?
Woohoo! But I noticed when you're gearing up for some performing that you don't drink very much.
No.
Is that to do with your energy, or does that to do with your voice?
It's just I'm finding it harder and harder to recover from a big one, mate.
Oh, really? Oh, from a booze bender.
If I have a bit of a bender, then it takes me so long now to recover that I'm just like, this is not worth it.
Right.
It really isn't.
Oh, we're just getting old, aren't we?
Yeah, basically.
It's bad, isn't
it? Which is fine. That's totally cool.
I tell you what's worse than that is that off the back of the Edinburgh Fringe, where I was not wild, I had my kid up for virtually the entire thing. So I didn't have any... I had one night at the very beginning before I had him, one night at the very end where I didn't get home until about 2:30. But in Edinburgh terms, if you're listening,
early.
Really early. Like, and every other night, you know... But I had a drink. This is what's funny about it. So because I wasn't hitting it hard. I wasn't out. And that's the way, I think, to do it and stay sane and do your best show or whatever. But I still drank enough more than normal life just on an evening, you know, share a bottle of wine, whatever, and then maybe have a gin, you know, be like, oh. That now my booze tolerance is, for me, very high, which not necessarily like... In the moment, I'm very quick to feel drunk, but I'm not getting as terrible hangovers, yeah. which I think is a slippery fucking slope.
It really is.
that's great slash slippery slope.
That's fantastic. Let's
it's
have...
one of those where it's like, oh, I've noticed that. Mama needs to remember to have 3 or 4 nights off the lash a week. Delicious.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Oh, okay, so I'm going to ask you this because you said that thing earlier about how quickly you could eat the sorbet.
Oh, God.
I wanted to start asking guests generally this, but do you think there are things, food things, which are fundamentally meant to be eaten particularly fast or slowly? Like, is there anything you eat particularly fast or particularly slowly?
Well, I mean, I think obviously, like, you're meant to eat, like, oysters fast, aren't you?
Yeah.
Not that I would... I know there's a whole vegan, are they, aren't they, for oysters, but...
I eat oysters without any guilt at all.
Yeah. Well, I don't really know what they are, but I never liked them when I tried them, so...
Oh, no, if you don't like them, don't eat them especially. They're bivalves, but I think they're just in abundance slash being added to certainly lots of the British coastline to really nourish that bit of sea again. So they're a really good thing to add in.
Yeah.
And you pay for them, so... I mean, just all the way along the line, that you pay what you should for them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, maybe let's talk about actually, you eat those quickly. I don't know. I think, like, I remember my ex, Mikey, saying that he thinks of a Snickers as being something you should smash down. And it's true, actually. Yeah. There's something about, like, that's for someone who needs some protein and sugar and fat now.
Right now.
It's not really... Maybe it's how it's been marketed.
Yeah.
But I would never think, oh, savour the Snickers.
I did used to do the thing where I ate it very carefully by kind of nibbling all the chocolate.
With the Snickers?
Yeah.
Because you are a
pervert. I do that with like Mars bars and stuff as well when I used to have those. Like you
talk us through your process with a Mars bar.
You've got, you have this lovely kind of chocolate structure.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's not the most... chocolatey chocolate, that's fine. You have the structure, so you carefully nibble away at the long walls. And then you maybe turn it over and, attend to the bottom of it, which is it's a little more fragile there, so you might end up having to bite off a bit more of the nougat.
Yeah.
And then you work your way into the nougat. You have a little
nougat next,
of that.
Is caramel
and
last,
then you're left with this very long kind of strip of caramel and or peanuts.
Whoa.
And then you just inhale that.
Do you roll it up and pop it in as a ball, or do you try and put it in in this sort of flaccid, oblong state?
Well, it's not that flat. I usually try and have, if I was doing it, I mean, obviously I don't anymore. But
would you put the
chocolate?
This is out of the fridge, is it?
Well, I used to.
I think you're going to get some chocolate purists on your ass.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, I don't eat them anymore anyway, so it's fine. And also, it's really not technically chocolate, I don't think, in that.
Don't eat them anymore because you're vegan. Are you vegan for the sort of animal love or the environment or both?
Bit of both. I went vegan because I was having just guilt issues about eating and it was affecting my enjoyment of eating, basically.
Guilt issues environmentally?
Mainly animals, actually. Mm. I'd just become suddenly very aware that I was getting... all very kind of high and mighty, like on social media, about kind of how cruel certain things were, and then just not applying it to the same kind of cruelty, kind of, you know,
like
standards.
Food manufacturing stuff. Yeah. Animal like
so
slaughter
like
stuff
normal
like
kind of like cruelty in the world, like oh fox hunting terrible.
Eating
dogs and cats is terrible. Oh halal is terrible. But then I'd be like smashing a steak and being like oh. I feel a bit sorry for the cow, but, you know, and then one day I just went, oh, I can't really marry that in my head anymore.
It's a beautifully articulated journey into it, you know. I don't think I've heard one exactly like that.
Yeah. But it was literally because it was affecting my enjoyment of eating, and I like eating.
Yeah.
I really love eating. I enjoy food, and I was getting to the stage where I'd be having a bit of cheese or something, and then looking at it and going, oh, I'm really sorry, cow.
Yeah.
And my ex was just like, why are you doing this?
Yeah.
Just stop beating yourself up about it and spoiling enjoying your food. Like, either
don't
make
eat
the decision
this stuff
to disconnect.
Eat things you can enjoy. Yeah. Oh, that's so interesting. And how did you find the transition then?
I genuinely didn't really think about it. I know a lot of people who have kind of like a date that they went vegan. And I went veggie first, like hardly noticed. And then from there, it just kind of happened. It was just vegan. I wasn't eating dairy already particularly, just because it didn't really agree with me.
God, it's so I remember it was so long ago now. And I've kind of come away again from it into a much more flexible situation. But I still try and be mostly vegan most of the time. But I know I'm not allowed the term because of that.
That's fine. But you do what works for you.
Yeah, exactly. But I do remember, and I'd forgotten it, but I do remember in those very early days going, oh, I'll have a vegan day. And weirdly, probably the first sort of 5, maybe even 10 times I tried that, I'd be like, oh, fuck, I've just had...
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I would have been like, oh, there was a fucking yogurt in that or whatever. Oh, there's whey in that bloody thing or, you know. And actually, it did probably take me a few false starts to... Or do you know what? It probably just took me an actual thoughtful sit down.
Yeah.
And a bit of meal planning, rather than going, I'll do it today, and then realise you fucked it up by lunchtime.
It just happened. I didn't make a thing about going, well, today I'm only going to eat this.
Should we try these puds?
Yeah.
Sorry, carry on.
It's all right, yeah. So it just happened really naturally, and yeah, I think I had to learn to cook.
Right.
I didn't really cook when I was... eating meat, because you don't really have to if you're doing that.
No.
You just cook some meat.
Oh, they smell nice. This is vegan fruity flapjack cookies.
Excellent.
The company appears to be called Vegan. Oh, Northumbrian Fine Foods. Well, they do look nice.
Let's have a look at
they
you.
They smell really nice
you
anyway.
Little golden beast.
They smell fucking good.
Ooh.
They smell like they've recently been put in the packet, Aldi. Well done.
Well done, Aldi.
I'm into them. They've got a lush texture, haven't they?
They've got a nice, quite, not moist, but, you know, not dry.
Vegan fruity flapjack cookies. I'm into this. Oh, Aldi, you've done really well. Yeah, it doesn't even need dunking.
Yeah.
Well done.
Good work. There I went.
And then let's try some Bean Kind vegan friendly fine chocolates with pink Himalayan sea salt caramel truffles. 72% cocoa.
Wowza.
Yeah?
Let's do this.
Okay. Oh, no, I see something else that's quite hard to pick the packet open, Alexa. I know you don't drink very much, but hangover, what are you having?
Oh, man. It depends where I am. If there's an amazing... in Brooklyn, New York, there's a fantastic diner called Champ's Diner.
Wow.
Who do the filthiest goddamn breakfast food. Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Champ's Diner.
Oh, they do this Eggs Benedict thing with like this kind of tofu type egg thing and hollandaise sauce. And it is absolutely dirty as hell. And
nice.
I did a proper Winnie the Pooh happy dance while I was eating it.
Oh!
If I start doing that, then you know it's a good one.
These chocolates look lush.
They look like legit chocolates.
They
oh,
do look
handing
legit
to me
chocolates.
Like I'm a horse. Thank you.
I handed it to you like you were a horse. Sorry. On my upturned palm.
Yes, well, you know. I'm not...
She didn't eat it out of my palm.
I couldn't reach, Jess.
Sorry. Right, it's going in. Are you whole? Oh, no, half.
I want to half it.
I'm going in whole.
Ooh.
Mm.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I recognise it. Yeah, well, we've got to run. We've got to run the insides.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, look at that little bit.
The cocoa's fierce. No palm oil.
Nice.
Fuck me. For something so ethical, this is nice.
I kind of feel like if I ate another couple of these, then I would be able to see time.
They're intense, aren't they?
Concept.
They are fucking intense.
They are full on. Well done, Andy.
That is really nice. I'm getting for presents. They're in a nice box and
they're
everything.
They're very pretty.
Fuck. I'm really impressed.
Mm.
Also, caramel inside is really smoky, isn't it? Toasty, smoky. Not too sickly because it's chopped.
Yep.
Dark chocolate.
That is strong work, Aldi. I approve.
Oh, Aldi. Have you always had a good relationship with eating?
I think everyone's had quite variable relationships, haven't they? Especially women. I think my tendency has often been on the binging side of eating.
Me too.
I think so. I think there's a real, and it still exists in me, there's a real habit if I have something, I've got very sweet tooth, and if there is something delicious, like a cake or something, in my brain, I will eat the whole thing. And in my brain, that means that because it's gone faster than it means that I won't eat it again, which...
It's funny, isn't it? The psychology of that
thing. Very random. Just like, oh, well, if I've got all of that packet, but if I eat it all now, then it means that I won't binge on it tomorrow.
It does this...
That makes no
sense.
It's
a future thing. Yeah, it does. Your brain does this future thing. I think some historic diet, you know, lots of historic dieting certainly made that worse for me because that's the psychology you go into in diet culture as well. Yeah. If you're in a spiral of
I'll
that.
I'll start that tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll start that. And you'll do it where you'll have one tiny thing that you weren't meant to have had in your rules.
That's it then.
And you'll be like, well, I've done that, so I might as well fuck it hard and literally put as much in as I can. And then you go, oh, because then tomorrow's the real clean start and it'll only really be worth it if I've absolutely done my physical best to put the maximum amount away today.
If I make sure that I have cleaned that cupboard out of double stuff Oreos, then we're all good.
Yeah.
And then what I'll do is just buy more.
It's boggling, isn't it? And it's such a... I don't know, but I feel like it's part of the human condition generally, even outside of eating. I think it's just symptomatic of a bigger human thing that we seem to do where we go, it's about looking forward to things and it's about how, the positive side of it, I say, maybe, is that the idea of a thing is so often so much better than the thing.
Mm.
And so, of course, the idea of some kind of, if... regime or, you know, healthy, fresh new you is exciting. But even on work things, you know, tomorrow I'm going to start writing. I stopped doing this years ago, but I used to. I'm going to write a sitcom tomorrow morning. You know, I'm going to write the most amazing thing in the whole world. And you're like, well, why don't you just say I might brainstorm ideas for an hour in between the
admin?
Why
don't I just write a few words now? I've got a laptop in front of me. Why don't I just sit and do that?
Yeah, it's that. I'm going to do the enormous achievement tomorrow. Just because it stops you living in your life in the moment.
And now to reward myself for thinking I'm going to do that tomorrow, I'm going to eat a packet of party rings.
Yes. And or, yeah. Good old party rings.
Vegan.
Are they?
Vegan friendly.
Are they vegan friendly?
Yeah, they're one of the vegan friendly ones.
Well, if you want one, I've got a box up there.
Please do not let me touch them because I'll just inhale them. And the purple food colouring makes me wild.
Does it?
Very wild.
You've got sensitivity to purple food colouring, I didn't
the
know
lilac
about this,
food colouring. And
really?
And, yeah. And
what
blue.
Happens to you? Like the Hulk?
I just go really wild.
Do you? Yeah. I love the way you say I go really wild. What, do you like beat people up?
No.
Angry just, though, or
No, hyper. Like hyper wild.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you need to just quickly sort of pop on a treadmill?
I haven't found a cure yet for when it happens, so I just try and avoid it.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I think I just need to tire myself out a bit. But...
God, I've never heard that before. 5 second rule, yes or no?
Oh, yes. I mean, it depends where I am, but, you know, if I'm outside somewhere, probably not.
Fine. That's not unreasonable. What's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten? I'm assuming this is going to be quite weird from you.
From me?
Yeah, I feel like you're quite adventurous food-wise.
I don't know. I've not had... Like, growing up, I had very, very, you know, just very safe food tastes. We didn't really cook
much. Where
did
you grow up?
Cumbria.
Lovely.
But yeah, we didn't really...
By safe, do you mean mainly British food?
Yeah, just very bit. I'd never had any takeaway food until I left home.
Really?
So
that's quite cool of you living.
It was quite cool because it was
health-wise.
It kind of meant that, you know, at 18 I got to this very kind of, oh wow, you can have Indian food. It's spicy. So I got to try all these brand new foods. I'd never had, but, like, I'd never
Where
bothered
did you go to
try
uni?
Glasgow.
Oh, wicked.
Yes. And so, yeah, I suddenly had all these options available that I could just try. And I wasn't hugely adventurous. But then, I don't know, I just suddenly started, especially once I went veggie, I just started trying more things out. But I don't think I've had anything completely insane. Maybe I have on some fancy restaurant menu.
Yeah. Have you been to any really good, have you had any really amazing fine dining as a vegan?
Yeah, Vanilla Black is,
is really,
really
good?
Fab. It's very interesting. He's always trying out new ideas.
Is it all vegan?
No, it's
vegetarian.
Primarily vegetarian, but he has pushed more vegan in the last few years.
Great.
The last time, the only time I've had food there, actually, I was still vegetarian. And I had the sort of dessert that genuinely rendered me speechless.
Tell us about it.
I have never reacted like that to food. It was incredible. It was kind of, it was like a kind of, almost like a really, really fancy, like, syrupy Rice Krispie cake.
Ooh.
With this kind of white chocolate, and there was this kind of mushroom element.
Ooh,
in
wow.
it. And it was all creamy and caramelly and had that kind of slightly, you know, a bit of an earthiness to the white chocolate, so it wasn't too cloying. And yeah, I had a bit of that and just kind of short-circuited.
Ugh.
Like, I think my face just stopped working. It was incredible. Nice. So I'm kind of hoping that they can do a vegan version of that, because I'd quite like to feel like that again.
Brilliant.
A fancy restaurant.
Amazing.
But yeah, there's some really exciting things happening there. They're great.
I love it. Bad news, Alexa, but it looks like someone's robotically weaponized Dominic Cummings. On top of everything else, they've given him laser eyes and 3 poison fingers. Tickle myself. The mad scientist responsible has agreed to rein that awful shit in, but only if you, and weirdly it does have to be you, sing Wagner's Ring Cycle whilst zorbing down a never-ending hill until the whole opera is done. It sounds impossible, but you do it!
Of course I do.
You're a hero.
I'm not a fucking quitter, Jess.
You're absolutely knackered, obviously, but you're in that post workout high, you're allowed to shower, whatever, you need to feel human again. I don't want anything to be ethical, healthy, possible. Anything you've ever, that's possible to conceive of is an option here. I want to know your main prize is the feast of your dreams. What you're eating, what you're drinking, who with and where.
Oh man, I wouldn't even know where to begin there, but I would probably, there's a fantastic, filthy burger joint in Deptford called the Full Nelson.
Nice.
It's all wrestling themed. It's one of the tiniest establishments I've ever been in. You really have to get comfy with everyone.
Amazing.
Do the best old fashioned I've had.
It's, cocktail.
Yeah, it's incredible.
So that's what you're drinking.
That is what I'm drinking and eating. Some of the food will be coming from that, because it's insane.
Oh, wicked.
But the old fashioned there, they do with a massive wadge of properly burnt orange peel.
Oh.
Like they properly set fire to it in front of you, like
nice.
A sacrifice. Big old chunk of ice that you could probably kill someone with. I mean, it's Deptford. It's probably pretty useful. And then nice smoky bourbon. And then they top it with a cherry. that has been a glacé cherry that's been soaked in espresso. And if I'd touched Dominic Cummings in that way and gotten rid of him, then I would expect a bucket load of those goddamn cherries, because they are the best.
Are they? Nice.
I'd have that, and I would probably have, they've got deep fried cauliflower wings, like battered cauliflower wings, that they call sea bombs, nice. Which I feel is an excellent name for a,
very nice.
A starter. So I would have that. I would probably have some of the dirty, dirty fries.
Nice.
They're great. And, oh my God, for dessert, I would absolutely have the best vegan tiramisu I have ever had, which is from, I don't know if it's still in operation, an actual double-decker bus called Just Fab Italian.
Oh, wow.
Which used to hang out in Hackney somewhere. Bethnal Greenway, but they do a tiramisu which I could very happily suffocate to death in.
Oh, nice.
It is absolute filth, and I am so here for it.
Oh, I love it. And where are you going for this, and who's going to be there?
Oh, I want to eat on my own.
Yeah, right? That's fine. You'll be the second person who's only ever said that, and I really like it when people do.
I'm really comfortable eating on my own.
And
also, I don't really want to be with someone that I want romantic situations with, because I'll probably be eating like an absolute goddamn animal.
Yeah.
And I want to get that out of the way. And I just like eating on my own. I'm really comfortable with it. I really just like enjoying the experience myself.
Yeah.
Where? Yeah, I'd just be dotting about. Like, I'd probably take the tiramisu somewhere outside and eat it under the stars and try and avoid the Hackney locals, maybe. but yeah, smash a bit of that.
Perfect. Oh, heaven. You've nailed it, mate.
Smashed it.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Follow Alexa on everything. If you find her on Instagram, she's there as @Veloperaptor, VeloperaptoR. You'll be able to watch all her killer aerial rope video stuff. She puts it all online. It's so amazing, especially the stuff while she's singing, while she's dangling from a rope. And you'll also see where she's singing next. If you're listening to this in real time as it's gone out, she's actually performing in Dear Mary Stopes, a very, very, very short opera, but very good one, at King's Place on the 21st of September, in the afternoon, I think, maybe in the evening as well. Come and see Hoovering Live in Manchester on the 13th of October, and come and watch my stand-up too. You can find out all about my stand-up. I'm usually tooting about it on Twitter, @JessicaFosterQue, and you can contact me through my website as well, where everything's listed, jessicafosterQue.com. And follow the podcast, please do. It's @TheHooveringPod. It has a life of its own on all of social media. Thanks to Acast for hosting the podcast. Hoovering is produced by Emma Corsham, and the music is by Mike Greenway. Until next week, happy hoovering.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.